Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
I had some technical difficulties over here. By that, I mean I weren't paying attention.
Okay.
Jesus. Carmen, shut that off for a second because I want to play something.
Okay.
Do you guys know who this is? Not Sturgill Simpson, no.
When I'm feeling down, there's only one place to go.
Oh, it's Waylon Jennings' son?
No.
Where that bourbon
not Shooter Jennings.
Friends are always there.
I do not know.
They damn sure have my back. George, Dick, or Jim Beam. And Johnny Walker Black. If you're looking for
this is an actor. Who is singing?
One of the guys from Yellowstone?
Nope. An actor from the 80s.
Heaven here is where I go when I need to pray.
Potsy.
Who?
Potsy.
This is the actor known, it was called C. Thomas Howell, who is Pony Boy from The Outsiders.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, have you not? Did you not know this? Listen
no.
up.
I raised a lot of hell and drank like Hank. Keep going to the well till there's nothing in the bank by myself.
Have you seen Pony Boy in some time?
Yeah, well, when you were talking about it last week, I looked at him and I saw him. That's been years since he was on Southland.
I don't even remember Southland. He, C. Thomas Howell had a look about him, a very boyish look, Pony Boy. And the other day, he was on Jim and Sam's show on satellite radio, and they took a picture with him. And he has a full mustache and beard and white hair. It's all white. Doesn't look bad. Dresses very cool, wearing a vest with jeans and a tie. Like, I think he looks good. But his eyes look real wrinkled. And I commented on the picture, and I said, Ponyboy did not stay gold. And I didn't think that Ponyboy himself would see it, but he did. And he wrote back, well, that's because it's not 1987, effer. And I thought that was the best goddamn reply you could ever have. And made me go, okay, he's cool. Let me go listen to his music. And dude's got some good music.
Yeah.
I mean, he's dressed the part. He's living the life. And I thought it sounded really good, so I'll play a little bit of that for you.
When my son was younger, they read The Outsiders, and they got to do a thing where they went to school dressed as a character from a book, whatever. So my son went as 2-Bit.
Hell yeah.
But of course, as kids do, they tell you the night of, hey, we're supposed to, and I'm like,
yeah.
So we didn't have a Mickey Mouse shirt, so I...
2-Bit was Tom Cruise?
No, 2-Bit was Emilio Estevez, with the greaser hair with the thing down in the front. So I got a white T-shirt and drew a Mickey Mouse. I looked at the thing and drew the Mickey Mouse.
Hell yeah.
I was pretty proud of myself.
That's good.
I mean, it looked good. Gave him a jean jacket. He had the Converse All-Stars and the jeans and stuff. It looked good.
He's lucky.
Well, there you go. C. Thomas Howell, Pony Boy, Soul Man.
I know you want to get to the thing about bone on air or the staff person, whatever, but real quick, how was Ari Shaffir this weekend?
It was good. Ari and Steve Simone and somebody else had some great shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday.
Which one did you go to?
I didn't make it.
I know, yeah, because Friday I said, hey, if you go, text me because I would like to go too.
So I actually text my son and I said, do you want to go see Ari Shaffir with me tonight? And he was like, yeah, probably. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I called BT and I said, hey, can you hold four seats for me? I was going to see if you wanted to come with us.
Yeah.
And then at about 7 o'clock, I said, there's just no way I'm going to stay. So I text BT and I said, BT, I am not going to make it. I can't keep my eyes
Release
open.
Release the seats.
And he said to me, that's what the Sunday 7 o'clock show is for. And I went, you're absolutely right. I'm in that group now. Mm-hmm. I'm in the Sunday 7 o'clock. Oh, dude. I mean, like, we get up really early.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go see Ari. I was so close to actually going. And then I just looked and I said, there's no way. Mm-hmm. I'm forcing myself to go and I'm not going to enjoy that.
My wife actually went.
Did she really?
Yeah, with her friend. Her friend's a big comedy fan and she invited my wife. So they went last night.
Which friend?
And
then I would have gone.
And then she texted me and she goes, we're sitting at a table with two guys that have never been to a comedy show before.
And they went to Ari first.
And I just wrote back, I wrote, no flirting. And she goes, they're total nerds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I go, wait, so if they weren't nerds, you would be playing? I go, lawyer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't make it, but I really tried. I mean, I got to the point where I called and made reservations and all that stuff, and I just couldn't do it. I was exhausted. Plus, I had Monster Jam the next day.
No, we're all surprised.
My daughter had her first soccer game on Sunday, so a very busy week.
You don't need to make excuses. We knew you weren't going. Did your daughter win the soccer game? Did they win?
She did not win.
Oh, sorry.
It's a lot like watching
ants. Nope, it's over. Yep.
She's the tallest one out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I never knew what that was like.
I know. You never will. It was interesting to watch. So we got there at 8:15. Right? Then they do practice for a half hour, and then they have the game.
Now, are you helping during the game, or are you just helping?
I'm out. I'm not in at all.
Oh, you're quick?
I'm out. Yeah, yeah. They changed the thing and the location. And
they're like, we got to get this guy. I got to push him out.
So I forgot to bring a chair, you know, to sit down on. And my wife had two chairs in her trunk, those little fold-out ones. And I brought one for her, and I set it up. And after, like, I was like, oh, I'll just walk around and stand, you know. And after like a half hour, I'm like, all right, now I'm going to want to sit a little bit. So she's like, well, there's another chair in my truck. And I go, in my car. And I go, yeah, but it's a girl chair. I don't know. It's not one of your. And she's like, it's a regular chair. And I don't know. Because I got one of those big boy chairs. So I went and got the chair after a while and set it up. And I kind of did the slow into it. And I was like, I looked at her. I go, does it look like it's buckling? And she goes, no, it's fine. And I got comfortable. And then after a while, I kind of forgot that I was sitting on it. And I was like, oh, this is when they fall, you know. But it didn't. It didn't break. It held up. But the entire time, I just thought, this is going to break. I'm going to get impaled on one of these legs. Or it's going to go right in my butt. And it's going to be sticking out. And that's when my daughter's going to end up being a prostitute. Because she had to witness that. Her father embarrassed her by breaking a chair and sodomized him in front of the whole team.
First, they fired him as the coach. Yeah. He was at the chair on the sideline.
But no, thankfully, the chair held up. The game was fine. And it's adorable to watch little kids run into each other. I got rejected by a baby.
Aww.
There was a baby next to me, and the baby was all, and I looked over and I go, hi. And the baby went, and
I was like, speaking of your chair situation, I sent Spanish a video. This guy set up a bike, just put it out there because people are stealing bikes and stuff in the seat. When you sit on the seat, it goes down, but there's a piece of metal that stays up. So as soon as you sit on it, whatever, and he's doing the voiceover, and he goes, oh, they're looking at my bike. Oh, that's a bike. Look around. Oh, he's getting on the bike. Penetrated. And you just see the guy go, oh! Every one of them. I mean, as soon as they sit down, and it goes, it's like 6 inches. The seat goes down.
Yeah.
I draw the line at 4.
He's no longer a virgin. Penetrated. It's great. I can watch that all day.
Anyway.
All right. Who you got? What's going on? Who's gone? All right. Somebody left. Somebody left or got fired. Somebody's no longer here.
I'm so excited.
I heard this news. And we're not talking about this.
I figured you did.
I did. Yeah,
Michael, am I fired? Is that what happened?
Oh boy.
Yeah,
it's about time.
Found out you were fired last year, and nobody told you.
It was actually 2017. No. Is it somebody on air?
Well, let me give you the whole story.
All right.
No one got fired.
Okay.
Don't give any hints, Gio. Somebody on this radio station has legally changed their name.
Oh. Okay.
I was going to say two, but I don't want to tell you what they changed it to yet. Somebody used to go by their real name and then legally changed their real name to something else.
Okay, so I'm going to take Spike out of there because that's his nickname. That's not his real name.
But he might go by Spike now because he has for so long.
But you said it changed their
real name.
They went by their real name. You said they went by their real name.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess I ruined that. Yeah, so somebody changed their name legally, and it is not Spike. Because Spike's real name is Greg, and Greg
has been using Spike. Oh, he hates when you give his government
what?
Name.
What?
Hey, Cody calls it, too.
Oh, sorry.
Is it a cat named Mo? He changed it to a cat named Mo?
It's something like that. It's something like that. But it's not Mo.
Dizzy.
You're saying that Dizzy, known as Gareth, now with new job and new responsibilities of hosting the after show, legally changed his name to Dizzy so that for professional reasons.
Yes.
Oh.
Not Dizzy.
JP is his initials.
Javier Poussois is what he's saying for.
But did he change it to just JP?
It's a possibility. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Okay.
Not JP.
Brett now go by Gimpy.
That is not Brett.
That's
no.
Too bad.
Brett all goes right, by so fake Mike Calta.
Let me think.
They're on our radio station specifically.
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
That's us. That's JP.
Okay, on this show, I went from a fake name to a real name.
Mm-hmm.
You use your real name.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use your real name Spanish, but that's because we named you Spanish. Correct. And you can't shake it now.
I would never want to.
But we don't hide it. I mean, no, your name's yeah. Anthony. Gio's real name is George.
What's his nickname? Gio.
Yeah. Pap-Pap has always been... Pap-Pap's never had a real... He's been Small Man,
yeah.
Pap-Pap, Virgil. He's had so many names.
A lot of monikers.
Failure. Right.
real quick, not to get off the subject, whatever, but we're talking about names and shortening names and doing all that stuff, nicknames. How is Charlie a nickname for Charles? Charles is one syllable. Charlie's two. It is longer.
Yeah.
I don't understand
that's
that.
So it's weird. Not a... Because it's like Mikey from Mike.
Yeah, I don't like
yeah,
it.
It's just a
I
nickname.
Like when you enlarge it.
Well,
right, anyways.
Why they always called Richard Dick?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what they call Margaret? Peggy.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Really?
That's yeah. Weird, yeah.
That's a weird one.
I didn't know that.
I don't like
all right,
Peggy.
So all of us.
So
none
all
of us
were clear. The next show, Roger, JP, Brett, Monica,
mm-hmm.
and Dizzy. Monica.
Monica's name is Monica.
His yeah. Name is Monica, yeah.
Brett's name's Brett.
Roger.
JP
Javier Poussois.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not
so said it's not Spike. Didn't change his name to Jackhammer.
Would have been.
By the so way, she have... says that Spike is not the Jackhammer.
Oh, right. Yeah, definitely.
I heard
yeah.
Differently.
She yeah. Says that yeah. As much as she wants to.
Then you have Drew and John Senning.
The Peg Bros.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they changed it to Peg Bros?
Peg Bros.
Awesome.
Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen.
Drew's yeah. Name is Drew. John Sonny's name is John.
Is Drew is he Andrew?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I do know. It's Drew. It's not
oh, really?
It is not Andrew.
Okay. Yeah. Really?
I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay.
I never knew what Bert was.
Yeah.
It was Bert. Was a Bertrand?
Albert.
Or yeah, it's
Bart
Albert. I didn't know. It's an
that'd
Albert.
That'd be Bart,
yeah.
Though, I guess.
Yeah. So
neither of them.
Not Drew and not John.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
So then you have a cat named Mo,
mm-hmm.
Who's Maurice.
What?
He was a space cowboy.
Yeah.
Which he was going by a cat named Mo, and you already gave us, you tipped your hand, said this person was going by their.
Well, he goes by Mo, and Mo is short for Maurice.
Right.
So it's kind of a nickname, and he could have legally changed it to Mo.
Johnny B.
But Carmen already said.
Yeah, it's not Mo.
Johnny B. Changes to Johnny B.
Don't jump to Johnny. We're still on this.
I apologize.
You got JR, which I don't know what JR is, stands for or what that is. Or he could be a junior for all I know, and he goes by JR.
Sean Balthazar, I think, is his real name.
Oh, my God. Just give it out.
Sean.
Why don't you give us tax information, too?
Oh, John?
J-E-A-N.
Jean
Luc
Picard? It's not?
No. I only know because when you email him, you can't find him. But it's like, it's really long. I don't know what his name is.
Jean-Baptiste.
Mm. Hold on. Let me try and find it.
Jean-Luc.
Where'd it go? Oh, you are right.
I am?
Jean.
Oof. Man, Jean. That
Jean.
Never happened.
Jean or Jean?
What's the R for?
Probably his middle name.
Risky.
I figured it was his middle name.
Well, it doesn't say on the email.
Okay.
This is like the company email, so it's just his first and last name.
Rubenstein.
Well... So he went by JR. Did he change it to just JR? And then that thing. That doesn't make any
sense.
He
went by JR Vernard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what Balthazar is.
A great last name.
It sounds like a alien sidekick from a sitcom.
So then I must change.
I am Balthazar.
I must change my initial offering. John Balthazar J.R. Vernard has legally changed his name.
Oh, yeah?
What? He is no longer J.R. What he changed it to may blow your mind.
Oh.
Now, I want to point out that up until this moment, the greatest name change ever has been from Greg White, who played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who changed his name to Styles G. White.
That's pretty good.
Because he liked Styles, the name from Teen Wolf, and said, I want to be called Styles. Yeah. And now he's Styles. Bold move. Think it's great. This same thing. JR.
Hang on. I'm really confused. So JR.
I got new information in the middle of the show. I didn't know JR had a different name.
No, I know. So JR goes by JR, but his real name is Jean
Balthazar.
To my knowledge, his name was JR Vernard. That's what I always saw.
So is that his stage name, and he shortened it even more to JR, so he has like...
No, the name that he changed it to has nothing to do with JR Bernard Jean Balthazar at all.
His real name is...
Tim.
Kevin.
Ray.
J.R. Vernard John Balthazar is now legally known as Rockwell.
Well, he can't do that.
He did do it.
He can't.
He did do it, and he named himself after the singer.
I feel like somebody's watching me.
He named himself.
So he has no last name, no first name. It's just Rockwell.
I don't know.
Is it Rockwell?
Is it? Yeah. Is there a dash?
Hell yeah, McLovin.
Hold on. I think I do have some information here. Let me look up. Rockwell is the son, I believe, of Berry Gordy, who was on last night on the Motown starter. Okay. His name was John Vernard Balthazar Jr.
Oh, he is.
That was his name.
See? Was it?
Now he is known as Rockwell. So
Johnny Bedsores really is missing
and he
out.
He picked it because of the song.
What?
Really? It's a great song.
Did he just find the song?
How do you know all this?
I got a lot of people telling me things.
Gee, great song. See if you can figure out how he got the information, Carmen.
He said, so now on Instagram, he now goes by Rockwell the Czar.
Rockwell the Czar?
The Czar, like...
C-Z-A-R?
What's that guy's name? The Lord, the God, Charlemagne the Guard. He's Rockwell the Czar.
You can't just have one name, though, legally, can you?
I don't know. Sure. Yeah, you can. Share.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Prince? Beyonce's name's not really Beyonce.
Knowles. Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
According to my CIA hole, it was...
Oh, man.
He loved this song when he was a kid, so he named himself after this.
Oh, man. And then why the czar?
I don't know.
Because he wanted something like that, the god or the millionaire or the...
He got rid of Jean Vernard and replaced it with Rockwell. And attorney Mo DeWitt, who sponsors Mo's show, did the legal change for him. He is now legally known as Rockwell Balthazar. That is his name.
Oh, so Czar Balthazar, the Czar. Okay,
the Czar,
okay,
yeah.
All right. And Balthazar. Balthazar.
Yeah.
The Czar. All right. I'm putting it all together now.
He's Rockwell the Czar. Right.
Yeah. Did you know that when I worked for Voyeur Dorm, they actually licensed this music to use in
their
productions? Yeah.
Well, that's smart.
I did not know that.
Yep. Well, I'm telling you now.
That's interesting because he's only working like a few nights, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And he's doing something else. Is he? So it doesn't seem like he's trying to make this a career where you would have a name that, you know, if you had Rockwell the Czar as a radio name, people would go, yeah, I mean, he's on the radio.
Right.
But if you have Rockwell the Czar and you're working at Wawa, then people are like,
well,
wait.
Surprisingly, Styles G. White worked at Wawa.
Yeah.
He was called Styles.
I don't know.
So, listen, you can have a cool name if you work at Wawa.
Well, I think that's Points Galvin.
That's what came into question. That's what came into question.
Does JR doesn't work here anymore, does he?
Yeah.
But he's still the same person.
He's still the same person.
Legally, he's not.
Legally, he's called something different.
But he's still the same person.
He does not.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you guys right now, stop dead naming him. That name is dead, therefore I get points.
I mean, I look here, it says JR.
Rockwell works here now.
Yeah. Nobody had Rockwell in the Death Bowl, but I had JR, and he no longer JR. There is no JR that works here.
That is true.
Well, I mean, we can call him JR. We don't call everybody by their legal name.
Okay, so I can call... hang on. Let me find this one.
Somebody just texted me and said, oh, my God, I thought it was because of Norman Rockwell. This makes much more sense.
If I call you David Crosby, it doesn't mean he's still alive.
Yeah.
True. Doesn't mean he's not in the Birds anymore.
So then my question is, we got to vote on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it did come up. The reason the information was funneled to me so quickly was because it would have death. It may possibly have death pool implications. Yeah.
So then I ask, I will start with Pap. I had JR in the death pool. There is no longer a JR that works on the station. Do I get points?
I say...
By the way, smart to start with him.
Yeah.
Because he won't be intimidated by anybody else's answer.
I say that he is the same entity. He's occupying the same space. He's the same person.
Does JR still work at the radio
station?
Doesn't
matter what he calls himself.
Does JR still work at the radio station? Thank you. So then I get points is what you're saying or no?
No, I'm saying he's the same guy. He's still collecting the same paycheck.
What does it say on the paycheck?
They pay him.
I don't know.
What does it say on the paycheck?
Well, from now on, it'll have to say Rockwell Balthazar.
Yeah.
It's the same guy.
New hire.
That's my answer.
Hi?
That's my answer.
So what are you saying? Then no points?
I say no. I say he has to actually be dead or actually fired.
No points.
No points.
Spanish?
I got to tell you, I say yes. Points.
Carmen?
No points.
Gio?
Points.
Mike Kelta?
No points.
I say points. It's a runoff. We got to go to Tony.
Listen, we all know who he's going to vote. He's going to vote for me. I pay him.
That's true.
You're going to vote for me.
Wait, what? That was good.
He's going to vote with me. I pay him.
It's what's on the paper.
Yeah. Yep. It's at Duncan.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Carmen, can you text Tony?
I'm texting him now.
Dizzy, good luck on the after show. Rockwell, good luck tonight with Cat Nemo show. I don't have to call him Rockwell, do I?
Yeah.
That's his name.
I never call him anything anyway. I've never talked to JR.
Who?
Yeah, Rockwell.
Stop dead naming
him. Czar.
How long did JR work here?
No.
By the way, Rockwell the Czar is not a bad name.
No.
If you're making up a name.
If you're on a rap station or a rock station.
Better than JR.
A cat named Mo. Yeah. We're all cool with that.
Good point.
Shut up, Spanish.
By the power invested in Cowhead, I say to you, no points. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Rockwell. I don't know that I think that that's a smart move to legally change your name to Rockwell.
Did he legally change it, or did he just change it on the show?
Are you like Gio? You don't need to hear it repeated twice before you understand it?
No, but I'm just saying, like, did he just change it on Instagram, or did he legally went down to the courthouse?
Mo DeWitt, the lawyer who sponsors Mo's show, not the same Mo, legally changed it for him. Anything? Hello?
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just asking because I didn't know.
Yeah, well, I just said it is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't listen to me.
No, I'm trying to get a hold of Tony.
No, it was way before that. It was when he was explaining the whole rundown of it.
Listen, I don't care. Yes. As long as you know now, an attorney legally changed it for him.
Wow.
He is now known as Rockwell Balthazar.
Welcome to the station.
Yep.
Rockwell the Czar Balthazar?
No, I believe just Rockwell Balthazar.
Okay.
Does his... count as to how many months he's been employed here reset
Ooh. No, because like you said, same entity, same person.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You want to change your vote, Joe?
No.
All right. It's funny. Well, it's three to three. We got to see what Tony says.
You're so easily intimidated.
By what?
You know.
Let me ask you this. Seriously.
Yes.
Answer this question.
All right.
Honestly.
Okay.
Does JR work at the radio station?
Yes.
Can you point him out?
If he was here.
I would say you're wrong. That's Rockwell. That's not
so,
JR.
So I would say, does Mickey Mouse work at the radio station?
No.
Which one of us are you calling Mickey Mouse?
We're making up names.
But I don't know anyone named Mickey Mouse. But I know somebody named JR.
You knew somebody named yeah. was
named. I know him as JR just because he changes. Doesn't mean I have to change it.
Well, he identifies differently now.
Oh.
No, but also, he legally changed it. Therefore, that is what he is known as. Is no longer known as JR.
No, he is legally recognized as Rockwell. But he, I don't.
What do you call what do you call the person that used to work at CW that transitioned? Say it.
Erica. Because, yeah. No, it took me a second.
Right.
But also Erica, or is when I'm talking about her, I go, you know, Erica. You know what I mean? So there is a callback to try and remember who that person was. Mm-hmm.
But you're saying, you know, Erica.
Yeah. But I mean,
Well, they have to change.
Still work there.
Did Channel 44 treat her as a new hire? When he got that surgery.
Just a name change.
Okay. Unless they change the name, then legally you have to change it.
No, but you don't change the employment status. You just change the name.
You change the name, though.
Yeah, but it's still the same person.
Is it?
Well, Mike Caldas Show, good morning.
Hi, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, I just wanted to point out that even though he changed his name, His social security number would still be the same.
Good point, Joanne.
And that's on your paycheck. And so, Galvin, you just got schooled.
Oh, thank you, Punk. I appreciate the.
I don't like your catchphrase. I don't like the way you called. You called and identified yourself as Joanne as if we were waiting for your call. I don't like anything you did there, Joanne.
I thought you were wonderful. Mike Cal, the show. Good morning.
Yeah, so I would ask, does Cowhead still work at the Bone?
No.
Yes.
No.
I do.
Nope.
Nobody calls me Cowhead. John Brennan still calls me Cowhead.
That's true.
Just Melanie because Martin he calls dead me names Cow. You. Just because they dead name you. You guys
same
are not,
person.
You guys are not woke.
Mike Cal, the show, good morning.
Cowhead show. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
This is Carl. I think you got to go off of what you did when you pulled the chair out from Pat on the last pool because you went off of a technicality that you had the lawyer say. So that's the same
let me ask you a question. If you go to a lawyer and the lawyer cites what a judge does, how is that a technicality? That's the law.
Let me ask you something. If you go to a lawyer and he changes your name legally, how do you call him the old name?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can call him whatever you want. All right, let me ask you a question.
Does Jared still work here?
Yes.
No.
No.
Rockwell does.
Okay, so
there is nobody named JR that works here.
It's all true. Right. So Jennifer Galvin, is she a different person than the person you married?
Yeah.
No, she's
the
not.
Same person. Yeah,
she's the same person. Switch, just you have a different name.
Was she my wife before?
No.
No. Right. There's subtle changes that became they become different people.
Same person.
She's now my
different
wife.
Title.
Same blood.
No. Well, if I ever get married again, I'm expecting the same girl. I'm just saying.
Galvin's wife?
You're going to marry the same girl you divorced?
The same girl that I got engaged to. I want that to be the same person that I actually get married to.
Right, okay, I got you.
You know, I want to live with that person as
Listen,
my wife.
Listen, we're not taking marriage advice from four-time loser over here.
It's only two. It's only two.
Mike, out the show, though.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What do you got?
He got hired under a social security number, and that social security number did
Joanne
not
already
change.
Told us that.
Yes. Yes. Somebody pointed that out. Thank you, sir. Mike Caldas Show, good morning.
By the way, can I apologize?
Hey, what's up, Mike Caldas?
Wait, who guy got what?
Voice of reason. I was just going to say, I joke around, and people are like, he's a dick. Like, you know, I hope you know I'm joking around whenever I do that to people.
No, you're serious.
No, but
you're real. You're me. You hurt people's feelings.
Shut up, Carmen.
Mike Caldas Show, good morning. Hello. Howdy ho. Yeah. Mike Caldas Show, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, sir.
I just wanted to give my input and say if you can't still call JR JR, then you can't call anyone at the whole station by their nicknames. You'd have to call everyone by their legal name.
That doesn't make it. I'm not following along with you. Thank you for trying.
Maybe don't drink so
Mike
much.
Mike out the show low. This early. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Galvin, so listen, if somebody committed murder and then legally changed their name, technically they're still going to jail, the same person, even though they're legally changed names. So,
can I point out that Bruce Jenner killed those people and then Caitlyn Jenner got off and didn't have to do anything?
That's not true. Caitlyn Jenner killed them. That's a good point. Thank you, sir. So. Bruce. If Spanish killed somebody and they caught him, like, Spanish, we got allegedly. You, and you're like, oh, no, my name is Steve now.
Yeah.
You can't really be like, oh, damn it, he's Steve.
Diplomatic immunity.
Galvin,
still same DNA.
Yeah, still same social security number, still same DNA, still same person, different
If
name.
Spanish killed somebody and then changed his name to Steve, would you say Spanish killed the people or this guy Steve killed the people?
Spanish killed him.
No, Steve. You know I'm right.
No, I wouldn't. Steve didn't do anything.
JR
Steve
doesn't
innocent.
Work anymore.
Yes.
Rockwell
work.
Does, though.
Right, exactly. That's a totally different person.
Damn you, Rockwell. If I said to you, change your name to the song, to the name that was most influential to you as a kid, music-wise, what would you change your name to?
I would like to introduce myself, Cashmere Zeppelin.
Oh, hi, Cashmere Zeppelin. My name is Nookie Govan.
Spanish?
If I had to change my name from somebody, I would probably end up changing my name to AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Joe?
I would be London Calling.
Carmen?
Britney Spears.
Yeah! No. You're just taking her name?
You can't do that. That's what? Isn't that what we're doing?
You could be like, you could be Britney Bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I'd be Beastie Bon Jovi.
Oh. Britney Sink.
Yeah, there you go. There's
You'd
your two
be
favorites.
Beastie Pearl Bon Jovi.
It came later. Yeah. You know? Interesting. Pearl Jovi would be a nice name for grandmother.
I gotta be honest with you. If we're going younger, if we're going back, I may be Moonwalk Jackson.
we all would be Moonwalk. We all love Michael Jackson. All right, we gotta take a break. When we come back, I got to tell you about the documentary that I watched.
All right.
And
are you recommending it?
I don't know. No, yes and no. I'll tell you why when we come back. All it's right. A Mike Calta show on 102.5 The Bone featuring Rockwell.
It's the Mike Calta show on 102.5 The Bone. It's the Mike Calta show. Featured cut of the day. Sponsored by Stingray.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.